Recognition for local heroes. I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS News. Rutherford County Emergency Medical Service dispatchers, paramedics, and the Murfreesboro Fire Department first responders were awarded for saving the life of a 3-week-old infant this past April. The presentation took place Wednesday afternoon at the Murfreesboro Fire Department Administration Office on Northwest Broad Street.
There was a call of a 3-week-old infant not breathing. And I must say, what a great team effort from all of the emergency services. The combined effort of these emergency services directly contributed to a successful outcome in the care of this patient.
It all started when paramedic Brad Richardson wrote a letter to the Murfreesboro Fire Department telling the chiefs over there how well the fire department did and how much he wanted to thank them for their work. I'd like to introduce Brad Richardson, who would come up and read that letter.
I'm writing to thank and congratulate the crew of Rescue 8 for their instrumental actions in saving a life recently. I believe their demeanor and the professional patient care given directly attributed to the positive outcome of this patient's case. I would like to thank these fine colleagues for the excellent care given, and I'm honored to work with them on a daily basis. The partnership between Rutherford County EMS and Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue continues to save lives, as evidenced by this case.
News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center, on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you've been told that you have to live with pain, relief is possible. Call Dr. Mark Kessner at 895-1253. Individual honors were awarded in recognition of their superb work.
We'd like to appreciate Clay S's Adam Peacher.
Dispatcher Molly Pico. Dispatcher Aaron Fisher. EMT Bo Alexander. And to paramedic Brad Richardson.
And like I said earlier, we'd like to appreciate the hard work all of our emergency service personnel did, consider the police department, fire department, and also EMS, to make everything successful and, more importantly, to keep on saving lives.
Stay tuned to WGNS.